So good morning, everyone, and welcome to Winning Wednesday. It is March the 1st. How do you like that? We've slipped past January and February. This is the month when we're going to be changing the clocks in just a few days from now. And you can just feel the shift in the air. I mean, I've actually seen robins here already in the month of February. It's a very different, early spring is coming. Even the groundhog said so. So what I'd love to do is open the call up to a couple of shares and then get into our training. And here we are in week 6 of the 90-day action plan. And so before I get started on training, let's have a couple of quick shares. What are you grateful for? What did you get from Rocco if you haven't stepped out already? Or what else is coming up for you that's kind of exciting in some way?
Mara, it's Mary Jo.
Hi, Mary Jo.
How are you?
Fantastic. Go ahead. Let me hear what you have to share.
Okay. I wasn't on the call yesterday, so I can't address that part. But one thing I wanted to say was that the action that Kevin Steele asked us, a few of us, to take on last Friday, I've been having really great responses to getting more information, and I enrolled somebody the other day because of that action.
Ooh.
I'm very excited about it, and it's really, of course, motivated me and inspired me to do more of it.
I love that, and I know that that's landing beautifully for Kevin, is that he was able to influence you to take action in a way that has really helped you grow and helped you grow your team as well. Nicely done. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
And who else? Oh, absolutely. Who else has a share?
Hi, Maura. This is Vivian.
Hi, Vivian.
Hi. Well, first of all, I'd like to extend my gratitude to all the amazing trainers on this call and the community for your consistent, excellent training. It's you give so much of yourselves, not only during the trainings, but clearly preparing for them, and I'm so appreciative. They've impacted who I've become today and have contributed valuable teachings to my daytime career as well. So now, pardon me?
Yes, what is your daytime career?
I teach conscious communication, heart-centered communication skills, and then I work with couples and families and do personal process work with people. So it's very valuable.
Finish what you were saying, and then I want to share something with you. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm making a more concerted effort to apply the lessons to building an Isagenics business. So yesterday, I revisited 3 locations where I'd made connections in months earlier and rekindled those connections. But this time, I did something different. I really suck at following through with getting the information out in a timely fashion. And so I made a commitment to myself to immediately follow through when I got home. All I allowed myself to do, as much as I yearned to go out in the yard and pull weeds in the earth, and because the birds were singing and the earth is moist, but I said, put away your refrigerator items, take your bra off, and sit down and email those contacts. So I'm really proud that I resuscitated them from the past, and I know I'm very good at making those initial contacts, those initial connections. But I want to say to Carolyn that I'm so grateful to hear Carolyn repeat numerous times how she had plenty of room for improvement and follow up, and to hear how she's really, really made strides in that area and has recommended the book Focus, which I am currently reading.
Nice. Okay, so Vivian, I love listening to you because when I'm just looking at the metaphors you've actually created here, and you talked about being heart-centered communication coach. You talked, and then you mentioned taking the bra off and about resuscitating. And it's all about creating breathing room financially. Think about your language and how that painted a picture for all of us. And here's what I want you to do for me is, because at one point you said, you know, I used to do such and such, which was about, you know, maybe not being consistent with follow-up. So what I'd like you to write out for me and put on your fridge today is a new affirmation, which supports actually what you're doing now, which is, you know, I follow up quickly and love doing it with all the new people that I meet. I am a fantastic person at follow-up. I kick
okay.
ass at follow-up.
Okay. Okay.
Well, this is, what a great share. And one more thing, do me a favor and reach out to me privately on Facebook, because I would like to discuss one of Rod Hairston's coaching programs with you that as a coach I think you would be most interested in. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Maura.
Lovely. Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. All right. So I guess, did anyone else have a burning share? Otherwise, I've got lots to cover. 2 seconds to jump out if you want to. Otherwise, I'm going right in. Okay. All right. We're on. So this week, you're hearing the topic, handling objections. All right. I'll be touching on that today. Also want to mention before I forget about the new isolated chocolate mint shake coming out again, just temporarily. And I love that flavor. So it's your chance to go ahead and get that while you can. Order some canisters if you wish, and you can actually order 6 and get 10% off. Lori did a great job of mentioning that yesterday. And this week is free enrollment for anyone who's living in Canada. If you're signing up an associate in Canada, then take advantage of that for 150 BV or above order. And also, we still have the ongoing wonderful program of 3 for free shipping with orders of 125 points or more on the subsequent next 3 months after a new person enrolls. I love that. I love that Isogenics has created those wonderful ways for us to, you know, just kind of have a sense of urgency and offer even better, you know, incentives for people to do, to get started now. And then I want to talk about Rocco because, you know, Carolyn asked me to wait until today to talk about it and, you know, some of my takeaways from that. And first of all, Carolyn, are you on the call? Are you here today? I'll just ask if she's here because I'd like to say this directly to her instead of about her. And if she's not, then I'm just going to talk about her. Okay, so I'll just go ahead. I had achieved the Tier 1 and 2 challenge for the Canadian ROCO, which was, you know, enrolling 6 people and then helping someone become a consultant as well. And it was magical what happened with Carolyn. She really is one of the most incredible leaders and mentors and friends. And she invited 16 of us to a private dinner. And that dinner was, like, literally over the top. It was everything you can imagine in terms of the best service, the best food at a private restaurant, a private room. And then Carolyn tops it off by telling us to get out of the room for a minute when we all arrive. And she goes around and she puts a specific, very personal gift of jewelry on the chair of every woman who's attending, who's one of the consultants that have achieved this benchmark, this milestone. And she puts the name there, so everybody knows exactly where they're supposed to sit. And she goes to the nth detail of making you feel special and appreciated. And Carolyn doesn't have to do this. She does it because that's who she is and how she's being in the matter. And it's not the first time Carolyn's done stuff like that that I've experienced with her over my almost 9 years now. It'll be 9 years this month. And for me, you know, on a very personal level, Carolyn has demonstrated how I want to be with my girls, with my team, with my guys, right? It's just a very, very important thing to be, you know, looking at, well, who are you modeling your behavior after? And one of the people that I always think of is Carolyn when I'm doing things. And how can I be more like her and making others feel good about themselves and appreciated for all that we do. And, you know, as far as the people on stage and the events and itself, like one of my biggest nuggets was right at the beginning. It was the leadership training that I had qualified for that was on the Thursday, and it was listening to Kathy Coover be interviewed by David T.S. Wood, and to hear her share, like, I mean, when they call it RAWCO, it's red and white kickoff, and the R-A-W, as far as I'm concerned, it stands for raw, because in Canada, we are raw and real. Yes, it's an exciting rah-rah event in all the true sense of the word, but there's so much more depth to it than that. And Kathy gave the most incredible interview with David, talking about her journey, talking about what she does in times of challenge, talking about what she's worked through, what her beliefs are. And so, I mean, she talked about always pushing forward, about how, you know, all the different things that had happened in her life. And then, you know, when a door closes, another really opens. And she gave such incredible stories around that in her own life as they had, you know, gone through many years of network marketing and then their decision to go ahead and create Isagenix and then the journey since then. And she talks about, you know, keep pushing forward because someone is waiting for you. You just haven't met them yet if you're feeling frustrated. And when you find that person, nothing gives you greater joy because everyone, as far as I'm concerned, everyone needs Isagenix in some way, shape, or form. But not everyone's ready for it, right? And when you find the person who's looking for you and you help them get started and you help them transform, I mean, hey, I'd pay them to let me do that. That's how big a deal it is for me that I found my path with purpose. And Isagenix is the perfect vehicle for me to do that. Clearly, you know, if other than Carolyn, it would be Kathy Coover is who I aspire to be like. When she talks about her discipline around, you know, how many hours per day she works and what she's doing in her schedule and the things that she, the sacrifices she makes because she's mission-driven. She's off, absolutely on purpose in her life. And she talked about the decision to start Isagenix after having done Rod Hairston's 45-day leadership challenge way back. And that was really interesting to listen to. So, and, you know, Kathy also talked about how you can only work with the people who are committed. And, you know, Erin Postel, when she was on stage, she talked about looking at people in terms of whether they are a Tigger or an Eeyore. Because Eeyore, you know, no matter what you say, he's going to go, Eeyore, Eeyore. And Tigger's going to be bouncing on his tail and say, okay, let's go, let's do more. What do I do next? So you're looking for the people who are committed. And when you find those people, because you know, you don't want to push the people that aren't committed, because that's what it'll become. It's you pushing. It's not pulling. It's not leading anymore. And you'll know very quickly when they don't do what you ask them to do, when they don't show up and ask you questions all the time, right? Because they're feeling overwhelmed or whatever. They're just not ready yet. And she talked about sending out an email to people that you haven't had in your life for a while. Maybe you were in your downline from years ago, or if you're new to Isagenix, that's okay, just somebody you can think of, and just saying that you were just at an event and that you're excited and why you're so excited. And you remember that they were interested at one time in whatever it was. Maybe it was weight loss. Maybe it was the excitement of getting into the best shape of their lives. And tell them, they were interested perhaps in creating some breathing room financially. And that you're now looking for five committed people who have a burning desire, who are ready for change, who want to have an impact. And are they interested? And if not, who do they know? And so often over the course of the weekend, and this ties back in with what I said about Carolyn believing in me, is having someone believe in you more than you believe in yourself is the game changer. And since I've had the benefit of being believed in, I know how important that is, and I have poured that, and I try to continually do a better job of pouring that greatness and my belief into others like never before. And, you know, she mentioned about, like, you know, when you get into momentum, don't take your foot off the gas. So many people, they reach a certain point, things are starting to flow, and they're starting to feel exhausted because of, you know, they're putting more into it, they're getting more happening, their schedule's filling up like crazy. Then they make the mistake of thinking they should take a little breather and then come back. No, you can't. When you hit momentum, you keep your foot on the gas and you keep going. And so Kathy tied this in with having a state of gratitude, of forgiveness, and avoiding confrontation in the moment. That was really cool when she talked about how, you know, if someone else is really upset about something, you don't meet it head on. You just recognize and acknowledge that they're worked up about something and just say, I see that you're feeling that way and I appreciate that and I want to talk about this with you, but I just don't want to do it now. We will discuss it later. And when you do that, you take the air out of the balloon without making the other person feel wrong for their feelings, but you allow them to cool down a bit so that you can come back in and now have a discussion around it. Instead of reacting, you can respond. And so just another thing about Michael Barker, he talked about casting that vision all the time. And when you're speaking with people that maybe they're saying, well, I don't know who to talk to. I liked it when he said, well, who do you know that you like? Who do you like? Because whoever it is, we'll find a solution for them. Because you're looking for the people who want what you want, the people you enjoy being around. And that's the best part about network marketing, is you're building a network of people just like you. And go at this 30 days of massive action as if your life depended on it. And in the beginning, you have to have a lot more faith than the actual results you're getting. You have to trust the process. Contact the people who you knew that left Isagenix and ask them, remember your goals when you started? What are you doing now and how are you feeling? And so I just want to tell you, so one of the things that I did as a result of being at this event was I immediately got into action. I formed a group of people who were going for it. One of the things we were invited to do during the event was to send out a little text message or something to someone to hold you accountable. And I had five people message me that they wanted me to hold them. And I like the word capable. They wanted me to hold them accountable to their dreams, to their goals. And I was thinking, geez, you know, this is a big deal. How can I keep up with all these individual people, really locking arms with them? And I realized then, silly you, it's time to create a pod. It's time to bring these people together, these wonderful people that you've been honored by them trusting you enough and counting on you to be able to support them. Bring them together. And so I went home and I created a group message on Facebook. I created a Zoom meeting for us all to get together. I insisted that each of them fill out the crystal map and send it back to me within 24 hours, and they all complied. And we have our first Zoom meeting tomorrow morning, and then we're going to evaluate, you know, what we're going to set our agreements during that call. We're going to look going forward at how I can best serve them and they can support each other. And I'm going to be teaching them systems and tools, because I don't want to duplicate what they can already get through so many other things with training with Isagenix. But I want them to commit to being on the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team and to attending events. And then I'm going to work with them on little things that I know well that I can show them how to do that's going to make their life easier and more efficient. So that was all set up. And then I've been doing tons of three-way calls this week. That was a big aha for my people. So many people at the event at the weekend was that, you know, over and over, leaders from the stage were talking about three-way calls, and one of my team members turned around to me afterwards and said, you've been telling me to do that all along. Now I get it. That was a huge aha, because she, you know, always heard how important three-way calls were, but never really did them, never really trusted me that this wasn't something negotiable, this was something that's going to transform her business. And all of a sudden, that Band-Aid got ripped off because she saw people on stage saying how important it was, especially Kathy Coover. And she said, okay, I'm over it. Let's do it. And now we've done all kinds of three-way calls, and things are just going tickety-boo. And I helped two people this week sign up their first person. They were swamped and busy. They asked me if I would help. I absolutely stepped in. I met with those new people. I did, whether it was in person or Zoom meetings, I did their health analysis with them. I set them on a drip campaign through IsaTools to go. And and set the whole wheels in motion and networked back and forth with the people that are their sponsors. And my insistence is that each of those new sponsors has to commit to enrolling one more person this week. I'm helping them do all the heavy lifting. They have to find their second person this week. And that's pretty exciting, isn't it, when you do it that way? It's win-win for everybody, because they're going to trigger all kinds of income for themselves, and that's going to help me move forward in terms of how many consultants I have. So now let's just touch on handling objections. I know I'm not going to do justice to the full subject right now, but I can at least start, okay? Because you've already heard Lori yesterday did a fabulous job on handling objections, and how, you know, she mentioned Herb Cepeda, and objections are just other people's drama. I love that. And it really is about their fear, their sense of lack. And the best way to handle objections is to preempt them so that, you know, you've heard about using feel, felt, and found. But it also helps when you are casting a vision, when you are painting a picture about what's possible here. And you know, let's say, because I always use ISA movie and for that first encounter, and I insist that others use it as well. And it, of course, it's nice that I'm in the videos. Oh, I should mention on a side note, that was another big thing for me on the weekend, is that because I didn't know that I was going to be in the Are You Toxic video as well, and they showed a snippet of that on the weekend. So now I'm going to be in at least three videos. And what that's done is, you know how we all just absolutely love getting together at events, and we all, you know, look for the people we recognize, and we go over, we give them a hug, and we say, hi, how's it going? Well, can you imagine that, because now people sort of recognize me a little bit, I get so many hugs. It's absolutely magical for me when I go to events and people know who I am and they come over and they give me a hug and they say hi. I'm on cloud nine. It's just filling my cup and it's overflowing with love and joy and gratitude that I'm so blessed to have so many wonderful people in my life. And I just wanted to let you know about that. So back to handling objections. One of the ways to preempt objections, because I think one of the biggest ones is time and money, right, is you emphasize the convenience of this ahead of time, right? You talk about, you know, really how easy it is to fit it into your life. When someone watches, say, the ISA movies, especially if they watch Today is the Day, which is only like just over 2 minutes long, you're casting a vision of the emotional impact in people's lives. You're not showing product yet. The next step is going to be maybe taking them to isaproduct.com and looking at the systems that are there. And people will say to you, well, how do I do this? What's involved? And, you know, you're saying, well, you're going to replace a couple of meals per day. Which two meals would you replace? And what are you doing now? What are you eating? And how much do you figure you're spending on that? And, you know, how much are you investing in your health on a daily basis? Because this is going to be a redirect. And it's going to be far more than a redirect, because it's going to really preempt the health challenges, many of them, that may be coming at you down the road because when you bring the body into balance, the body is a miracle, and incredible things can happen. And without making any claims about certain, you know, health challenges, I'm just telling you that, you know, I may have started years ago for the weight loss and lowering stress, which happened so quickly. But then it was more energy, and then it became more muscle and performance. And now my focus at 61 is on healthy aging, because I believe you can be your best at any age. And I can't imagine not investing in my health, because my health is my wealth. And I'm no longer afraid of getting old. And, you know, you paint that story and you talk about redirecting and, you know, how you used to feel, what you've discovered, and as a result, what you believe today and what you're doing as a result. The more you do that, the more you stay away from big discussions around comparison of product, because that's a head space. That's not a heart space. Lead with heart. Connect. I talked about this last week, the funnel, big at the top with the connecting and the affirming and the common ground, because people will do business with those they know, like, and trust. As Simon Sinek so beautifully talks about, you know, people don't care what you do, they care why you do it. And when you connect clearly here and you build a friendship, people will want to know how to do this. They will look for ways to find the cash flow. They aren't going to have the same barriers. But if you have gone straight into just fast-tracking around, well, hey, I've got this nutritional program you should look at, you're going to have objections. If you want to avoid objections, take more time on the front end. Be more permission-based. And there's many ways of enjoying that so much more then. Because I don't know about you, but I don't like the word sell. Not that there's anything wrong with the word sell or sales, but for me, as a coach, I'm just so much more than that. I'm a consultant. I'm someone who helps people interrupt the patterns of behavior that don't serve them, redirect them towards solutions that will truly support them in achieving their goals, and then guide them through the systems and tools and the community that will take their lives to the next level. Isagenix is the vehicle for achieving that. What's that worth? So with that, I'm going to open the call back up for shares and questions. Any feedback? What are you taking away, or what's coming up?
Barbie Lee.
Hi, Barbie Lee.
Hi, good morning. I love how you keep it so simple, and it's fantastic. And you reminded me of a line that I heard from Big Al, Tom Schreider. He's a network marketing trainer dude, and I love him to bits. And it saved me so much when it came to objections. And it was just, what would you like to know next? And because I find that if I think I know what they're saying, what they're asking, I might just keep on talking. But if they say, well, what's Isagenics? And I go, it's a nutritional supplement, or it's a healthy, whatever I'm talking about, right? It's the way I lost 50 pounds or whatever. And then I stop and I say, what would you like to know next? And there's no objections because I'm asking them what they want to know. So when you said that about permission-based, I was like, yay, what would you like to know next? I'm going to write that question down to remind me to keep asking it.
Lovely, Barbie Lee, love that. And and you're reminding me of something else. While when you're at that stage where you're just checking in with them all the time, right? Because what happens is we get on a roll, right? We start getting excited and we start sharing information and we don't realize when the person's eyes glaze over. We sometimes just don't notice it because we're excited about what we're doing and we have to continually check in to see how stuff is landing. What's exciting about that to them? How will they feel when they lose that 30 pounds? What will be different in their life as a result? Who depends on them for them to be healthy? When was the last time they tried something? What happened? Because this is so different. You can preempt a lot of the stuff by thinking ahead to what's in the health analysis, like asking people, what have you tried in the past? On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your health, your energy level, your stress level? And if it's a 5, when was it ever a 10? Help people visualize how their lives can be. And when people trust you and see that you've got a system for support, a lot of these objections just kind of fade away because they, just like I talked about in Isagenics building a business, we need to have someone pour belief into us. You need to pour greatness and belief into the new people you meet who are going to be embarking on this journey with you, and they are scared to death and just desperate for a solution. And when you handle it professionally and consistently and show your commitment, you'll overcome a lot of objections. Yeah, good one, Barbie. It'd be very nice. Who else?
Hi, Maura. Terry here.
Hi, Terry.
As always, your lessons are so well planned and thought out, and they flow like crystal clear water. Thank you for that. A couple things. One, you mentioned about cutting back on objections. And, the thing is that we have to be prepared for the no's, and we go through the no's. But you brought a new angle to this, and that is, if you do the upfront work and develop the relationship, that the objections are going to be diminished. And that leads into what you're talking about, is creating that vision for people. As a songwriter, Stan Rogers is one of my mentors, who's a Canadian writer, for those who don't know. And one of the things he said when he taught about writing music is that, don't tell me, show me. And so... So get the vision, get the feeling, get to the picture. Help people tune into the, show me. And when you're songwriting, you have to use fewer words to get more across, and that's kind of what we're doing here. And thirdly, I'm not sure who knows this, but the 2-for-1 dairy-free bar deal has been extended until the 14th, and that's for all three.
For all three dairy-free flavors.
Yep, until the 14th. I just spoke with...
Oh, thank you for that.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, no, I didn't know
even
that.
Coconut?
That's delightful. Awesome.
Anyway, thank you for your lessons.
As well, if it's available. Oh, sorry. Yeah, thank you. You're my pleasure, Terry. You're most welcome. And it was so nice to see you and Anne on the weekend.
You as well.
You give the best hugs. It's true, yeah. And for all of you who don't know, like Terry doesn't see, so I came up to him when he was sitting at lunch. I came up behind and I whispered in his ear, "Who am I?" And he immediately said, Maura! You have the best hearing of anyone I know.
I never forget a face. But speaking of, you were talking about people having their eyes glazed over when you speak too much. Well, that, I mean, so I miss that sometimes. And fortunately, I'm learning from Anne, my wife, who gives me a little kick under the table. And that means eyes are starting to glaze over. So when she's not around, I imagine that foot giving me a little nudge.
Oh, I love it. I love it. One last thing is, in terms of finding, we always have that dread of trying to convince someone. You know how you get that icky feeling inside? Every one of you know what I'm talking about, right? That icky feeling when you know you're in convincing mode. Who can relate?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming a whole bunch of people can relate it, even if they're not jumping up. They may be muted. But one of the things that Simon Sinek also talks about, which I just love, I mean, this hit me hard, was someone asked him in an interview, when do you enjoy yourself the most? When are you at your happiest? And he said, when I'm surrounded by the people who believe what I believe.
Whoa.
And I thought, bingo. Okay, and so some of you have heard me talk about using LinkedIn more and more. It's a tool that allows me to connect with people who are in business and who are the 5%ers in whatever arena that is for them. They're that burning desire entrepreneur who is willing to do the extra and who's open to building a network and respects you for being a professional as well. And so I've been looking for and creating tons and tons of Zoom meetings and conversations with people who are like me. And when you do this, it's absolutely like, I'm on fire with it, because then I'm meeting people who, it's like meeting a long-lost friend. And it's just the most rewarding, emotionally rewarding conversations, because I'm not in convincing mode. I'm there to learn about them and their business, and they're there to learn about me, and we'll see if there's an opportunity to collaborate or not, And whether that's on LinkedIn or whether it's just what you're doing every day when you're out, just cut yourself some slack. I mean, it's kind of like you're the swan swimming with the ducks, right? And you're looking for another swan. And there's nothing wrong with people being ducks, but we sometimes think that we need to fit in. We don't. Just be aware and stop trying to convince the ducks. Just be kind to them and let them come to you when they're ready. And in the meantime, surround yourself as much as possible with the people that want what you want and who are on the same wavelength. And when you do that, it's magical, absolutely magical. And you suddenly realize, oh, yeah, this is what it feels like. Yeah. And you want to do more. Now, I better stop. And tomorrow is Suzanne Hart, because it is the first Thursday of March. And I love Suzanne's calls, and I can't wait to hear her tomorrow. And I'm so honored. Thank you very much for letting me train again on a Wednesday. It's a winning week. All of you go out and make it an absolutely incredible day. You know I love you. And I'm looking forward to hearing your shares and seeing you on Facebook and at future events. And until next week, then, have an absolutely wonderful March 1st. Okay? Bye-bye for now, everyone.